Hello, I'm Eddie Pepitone, and you're listening to NewDissonantRadio.com. Believe me, it sounds better than it is.
This is Tommy James, and you're listening to Ardent Atheist, a not-so-popular podcast in the Deep South.
Hello, and welcome to Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the intertubes, and as the lead singer of Pendulette's No God Band coming next week to TAM 2012. You can find links to our guest's website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by the machine that is Joe Swam, go to the Facebook group, Ardent Atheist, Wall of Reason, join our group and chat us up.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, write a review if you would, and help us get in the top 10, or go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium content for a measly $10 per year.
Do I need to go on and on about subscribing?
Nah, I think they know all about it.
But we have 236,000 downloads per month and only a fraction has subscribed.
Yeah, times are tough for us all.
Go subscribe.
We only have two rules on the show. Rule number one.
Guests may plug anything they want because we sure as hell are. Go subscribe.
And rule number two. If you're a listener who's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content and certainly has nothing for you, you unsubscribed freeloader.
Now be nice. They probably haven't just gotten around to it yet.
Yeah, well, you know. In the studio tonight, we have...
Us!
It's us! And coming to us live via Skype, my mom, Darlene Helton. You know this folk from having shot me out her vag.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom's vag.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
It's 4th of July, Independence Day, I guess. It's not Independence Day, Mom?
No, Independence Day is July 2nd.
Okay, so Mom apparently has been hitting the, I don't know what you hit. What
do
you
hit? The Google.
Hitting the Google? Nicely done. Mom has been hitting the Google. Apparently Mom discovered today that July 2nd is the actual day that Independence Day should be. Is that right?
Actually, I discovered that watching Rachel Maddow on MSNBC.
I love that.
Really
lesbo.
A great show, by the way.
You're into the lesbos, huh?
Oh, you bitch. So that was for Emery, not you, honey.
Oh, thank you. What did she say, Mom?
I said, oh, you bitch.
No, what did Rachel Maddow say?
She just said that she explained that it was July 2nd. And it was not recorded until July 4th, but it was actually signed on August 2nd.
Wow, that's not
1776, and the real act happened this past Monday, 236 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I wonder how they chose this date. Now I want to go look up what's going on there.
Yeah.
The vote of independence by the Continental Congress was on July 2nd, recorded on July 4th. So they went with the recorded date rather than the
signed
vote date.
Got you.
Yeah, whatever. I guess.
Probably Republicans.
Or God did it.
Just kidding.
God did it, Mom.
So I want to talk
about... God did it.
I want to talk about two things today. We're going to start off with morality, which is something Mom's been wanting to chat with me for actually weeks. She sent me an email saying, I want to talk about morality. Give me a call when you can. I've been insanely busy, and we haven't had time to really talk this out. So I said, what the hell? I don't want to ask anybody on July 4th to come do the show. It's a friggin' holiday, but I still want to do a show. So we're doing a show, and I asked my mom. So, Mom.
You didn't want to ask anyone. You asked me what?
Yeah.
How rude.
Yeah,
you just assumed she'd be available.
Well, I did.
What's up with that?
I'm the only person he knows that doesn't have a life.
Oh, yeah. She could have a life.
Mom, what were your plans today prior to me asking you?
Oh, I was going to take the wheelchair for a walk.
Yeah.
Let me see what else.
So you see why I asked my mom. So this morality thing's been bugging the hell out of you, hasn't it?
Yeah, because, you know, since since I understand things that I didn't understand before. It just keeps beating on me that how wrong we've been doing things as parents.
Yeah, a lot of
grandparents.
First of all, those listeners who haven't heard my mom yet, I'll give you a little of background. Over the last, I don't know what, 4 or 5 years, mom has gone from being pretty much a hardline Christian, a Bible reading Christian, to
evangelistic.
Well, I don't know. Evangelistic, is that the denomination you would have considered yourself connected to?
Pentecostal.
Yeah. And she's
yeah, I believe in speaking in tongues and all that stuff.
Right. I used to believe that stuff. She's come around to believing in, nothing, according to the naysayers out there.
Or at least stopping believing in that crap.
Right. Yeah, she's a filthy, dirty baby-eating atheist.
Except she doesn't eat babies.
Right, right, right.
Like, you know, atheists don't.
She's just trying to watch
really
her weight.
No.
Ever since she broke her leg, she's trying to slim down.
You know, a lot of people, I mean, I'm even having a conversation right now on my wall, on my Facebook page, where people just want to know where you get your morality from. Where does it come from? And, you know, it's funny because we got the people on the wall chatting about that. We all just said, you know, I'm just going to go now because we're tired of answering the same question over and over and over again about where does our morality come
from? Well, no one ever accepts the explanation because morality does not only come from the Bible. Morality is not did not originate in any way, shape, or form in the Old or New Testament. Morality began as ethics. Human beings have been utilizing ethics and morality long before the 2,000 year before the 2,000 year thing. 2,000 years
and,
ago.
And also, you know, the big thing is the golden rule. Well, the golden rule came from the Bible, and I mean, it's history. It's in our history that the golden rule did not come from the Bible or the Christian religion. It's basically been in every society, in every culture since the beginning. I mean, if you want a culture to survive, if you want cities to be built, you have to cooperate. You have to help each other. You can't kill everyone or else you'll have no society. The golden rule is not just a Bible thing. It's been driving me crazy. You know, 500 comments later, I'm like, why am I still talking to this person?
Right, right. Now, do we have a lot of people on the wall, Heather?
Yes, we do. They're all yap, yap, yapping.
We should definitely invite them to call in if they'd like to join the discussion today.
Okay. Well, how should they do that?
The phone number, and that's all you need to get in. Or you can use the phone number, or you can do it via Skype. Skype is ND Radio. That's how you get into... In via Skype.
Say that again.
ND, well, you don't know, Mom. It doesn't matter to you. You're already in.
You're
the
already
call.
In, Mom. You don't have to call us.
ND Radio on Skype is how you reach us. The phone number to Skype us or to phone us via Skype is 323-284-5532. 232-284-5532. And we do know now how to take multiple Skype calls, so we're ready for you if you'd like to call.
We're going to try this out.
Yeah, we're going
to
see.
The reason I said to say that again is because you can't tell whether you're saying N D is in dog or N D
yeah.
is in Victor.
Well, it's New Dissident N D Radio.
Oh.
That's what we're talking about.
See, the younger listeners would have known that.
Yeah, yeah, we
the I hip think, ones.
I think they've got it covered.
They've got it. They're
that little bitch. Are you telling me not hip?
I never said any such thing.
I did.
Not yeah. you, her, honey.
Oh. Now she's calling me a bitch.
Okay. Are we going to have a fight here?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Mom, you were talking about morality and how it's really not well taught to children and that sort of thing. In fact, my upbringing with you was a little dodgy where that's concerned.
Oh, man, it was terrible. It was just terrible. The worst. I was taught that way, too. You know, like, sex is dirty. Don't touch yourself. That's dirty. That's nasty.
Yes, it is.
You know.
Well, that's a really good starting point for this conversation. Morality is it's considered a sin to even think that there's no God. For example, that's right. A sin. It's considered a thin. Jesus God, what's the matter with my mouth?
Mind control.
It's considered a sin to masturbate. It's considered a sin to think that your neighbor's wife is pretty.
You should cut out your mind.
It's not considered a sin to murder others when God commands it.
That's correct.
That's nice.
Or it's not considered immoral to kill someone's entire family if you're God.
Job, you're talking.
Yep.
God.
Well, according to...
Go ahead, Mom.
According to Exodus 21, if your children curse you, the parents curse the parents are supposed to kill them.
Fuck you, Mom.
It's an Exodus.
Why didn't you kill him long ago?
Yeah. Why the hell didn't you follow the Bible? I cursed you when I was in my teens.
Well, I was supposed to kill you, and I didn't. So
well, because that's because you're immoral, according to God.
Right.
That's why I stopped believing in God, because I didn't want to do that hell thing.
You didn't want to do the hell thing? You just chose?
Yeah. I figured if I had stopped believing in him, I wouldn't have to burn.
Right.
I don't know if it works that way.
Burned.
I don't know if it works that way, Mom. You know God is real.
Well.
Right.
You can't get hurt by something you don't believe in, you know?
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's exactly right.
I don't believe in this knife right here.
I guess that's... You're just saying you don't believe in it.
It can still hurt you, yeah. But you won't be afraid of it. Because if you don't believe in it, you just stop being afraid. So it may still get me, but... Since I don't believe in it, I don't have to worry about that shit until I'm dead.
Right, which you don't have to worry about it anyway because it's not real.
Yeah. I like that.
Right.
Emory asked me one time if I would go back to being a Christian someday just before I died. Well, I might if I get Alzheimer's or, dementia?
Right.
That kind of thing. Something happened to my brain that I might end up a Christian. I don't know. But you can't get there from here.
Well,
with a normal brain.
Do you find people telling you that you weren't a real Christian in the first place? You didn't really believe?
Right.
I still don't talk to people that I know very much about not being a Christian because I'm almost 70 years old. And all of my friends are 70 years old. And they're Christians. And I don't want to screw with what they believe at this point in their lives. People that are young that can make these changes, that's okay.
Right.
But,
well, you did it, Mom.
Like, you know, I'm special.
Special Olympics. Somebody just Skyped in to join the conversation. Hi, you're on the air.
Cool.
Who's this?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Happy 4th of July.
Well, happy 4th of July. Happy 2 days after Independence Day back to you. What's your name?
My name's Digital Dave.
It's Digital Dave.
Snap.
Yes. I'm not sure how long this will last, but
yeah, I don't know if we're gonna have time to have this have an argument with you on this show.
Yeah, I know. Mom is on the phone still, right, Mom?
I feel loved.
Hello.
So let me bring the listeners up to and Mom up to date on who Digital Dave is. Digital Dave was on Heather's wall some months ago.
Well, he's been coming. He was on there on my Facebook page a while ago, and then I kicked him off. I basically unfriended him, and then he started coming on to my fan page. And most recently, you've been on my fan page a lot. Responding to my tweets and my posts and stuff like that with some strange things. And I don't know why you even care to bother to say all these
things. Well, let's bring everybody up to date because apparently what happened was Digital Dave, is it okay if we refer to you as Digital Dave, Digital Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, great. What had happened was there were some moments apparently during chats with Heather that Digital Dave got kind of nasty.
Well,
I'll give you some quotes.
Well, wait, the whole thing started,
yeah,
I believe, when I
don't want the quotes to you. The quotes are kind of bad, yeah.
Well, hold on, Dave. Wait a minute.
Before we even talk about that, I wanted to say that it all started when I started talking about pro-abortion.
Okay.
And that's when you got really upset, Dave.
So I'm reading some quotes here from the wall. Digital Dave said, "Bitch, I don't care. You're stupid for supporting that
abortion."
And then Zach jumped in and said, "Ban abortion? Then women will perform their own. It's not hard. It's just dangerous as shit. Best left to a doctor." This was all back in June. David, Digital Dave said, in that case, Heather, you should have been aborted.
Well, what you didn't read after that is I said I might have been aborted if my mom couldn't afford to take care of me.
Right.
And which is...
Dave also said, I'd rather be a woman killer than a baby killer.
Were you drinking that day, David? What do you have to
say?
Were you drinking that day, David?
So that's why Heather blocked.
David, do you think if a woman gets pregnant, no matter how she gets pregnant, through rape or whatever, she becomes a second-rate citizen and she just doesn't have any rights anymore?
I don't know. I'd have to... If she was raped, I mean, I don't know how... Maybe... I don't know. You know, this is a... We live in a very, 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 very strange world. And I don't even know how to put it, but...
it's the same world that everyone's always lived in.
There's you know, you could maybe put them in adoption.
But Dave...
But for 9 months, she should be sick. She should do whatever she has to do to get that baby here alive. For 9 months, she's out of control. She has no control over anything. And then she should give a baby up for adoption and worry about it for the next 18 years, praying that the baby's okay and alive and well and doing okay and not being beaten or sexually molested by some asshole. And she should suffer.
And
no
the kid
matter
might suffer.
How she got pregnant. What?
The kid might suffer, too, if the kid goes into, you know, the system and goes from household to household.
Well, I'm going to be kind of bold, and I'm going to say, Dave, you don't have any place in this conversation. You don't have a uterus. It's not your life. And you don't get to force your religious beliefs on those who don't share them. That's what freedom is all about. It shouldn't be about whether or not someone's raped or not. It should be very simply about what the law of the land is. And folks like Dave, they can do all they want to try to legislate their morality against others, onto others, in the way that they do, like the homosexuals. They don't want them to get married because they're ruining the sanctity of my marriage as opposed to the liquor and the hookers that the guy's fucking. That is bullshit. Okay? You don't have any right, Dave, to force any woman to adhere to your standards. Not any. That is infringement
on
other people's rights.
No one has the right to force their standards, their morals, and their values on the person next to them if that person isn't hurting them.
What makes you think, Dave, that you have the right to control others based on your, I dare say, awful belief system?
I want to know what happened.
No, I asked him a question. Dave,
What about the baby?
What about the baby? There's no baby.
He doesn't have any rights.
That's right. That's exactly right. A fetus doesn't have any rights, Dave. That's exactly right.
Doesn't have any right to be born?
No, it doesn't have a right to be born.
I mean, whatever the circumstances was, I mean, yeah, you know, we live in a freaky world. Yes, we do. We live in the freakiest world ever. Yes. But the baby doesn't have a right to be born.
No, the baby doesn't have a right to be born, Dave, I'm telling you.
It's not a baby when it doesn't have a heart beating or brain function.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. As long as the woman is making the baby, Dave, the woman's got the baby inside her. She gets to decide, okay? Does every shit have a right to be born? I'll withhold my shit as long as I fucking want, Dave, and you don't get to decide that my shit should come into the world.
Well, I want to know what, Dave, what do you think will happen to this person for, you know, I mean, what is the consequence for
we all know
person
the answer
not,
to that.
Not having the baby? I mean, we don't have a new life on the earth. That's okay. We've got... a lot of fucking babies that are unwanted and in adoption and stuff like that. But do you think God is going to do something or say something? I mean, I know you believe in God, but what do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. I mean, it just doesn't seem right. I mean, it just doesn't seem right. Just getting rid of the baby.
God doesn't need you stopping others from doing what he's opposed to. He is, according to you and according to your Bible, all powerful.
Well, you know how many babies don't get born because a woman
miscarriages
and doesn't
even
know it.
Let me read some statistics. Let me read you some statistics, if I may. Now, according
to Emory, when a woman miscarries, you might call that, since God's all powerful, that was a God abortion. He decided, if you're going to believe in God, he decided that that baby shouldn't be born because it's a miscarriage is spiritually or somehow guilt.
There are four
points. Someone decided it was going to die, right? Someone's in control. I don't believe that, but
Mom,
what?
There are 4.4 million confirmed pregnancies in the U.S. every year. 900,000 to 1 million of those end in a loss.
Right.
Okay.
God is the most prolific abortionist.
So abortion is okay for Dave's God. Dave, what do you think about that? You think it's okay if God aborts these babies?
Wow. What kind of question is that?
It's a logical question, Dave. It's a reasonable question. It's the kind of question you should be asking. It's the kind of question that you should be saying to yourself, wait a minute, what's wrong with the philosophy that I hold so dear? Where are the faults in it? That's what you should be doing, Dave, and that's what every religious person should be doing. You should be asking yourself, Dave.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You should be asking yourself, where is the fallacy? Where is the falsehoods? Where are the mistakes, the errors, the awful, awful aspects of my religion? And let me tell you something, Dave, if you open your mind to it, if you open your eyes to it, if you look honestly, critically, logically, and reasonably at the Christian faith, you will find that it's littered shitfold with them. There is nothing but bullshit in the religious belief that you hold. In most religious beliefs, they are bullshit. The only one that I really don't rail against, the only one, and it tries not to call itself a religion, is Buddhism. Zen Buddhism is as close to a religious belief system that doesn't suck cock as any religious system I've ever heard of.
May I ask Dave a question?
Go ahead.
Dave, do you believe that your God is all-powerful?
All-powerful? Yes, I do.
And all-knowing?
All-knowing? I think so.
If he's all knowing and all powerful.
I just read the Bible. I don't, you know, religion. The thing with me is, I don't follow the church exactly. I read the Bible, and I stick to what the Bible says. And
no, you don't. No, you don't, Dave.
What part of the Bible do you stick to, Dave?
Well, no, I'm going to ask Dave something. Dave, are you wearing any clothes right now?
Yeah.
Are any of those clothes sewed together with different threads? Do you have any wool that's with cotton, or do you have anything on right now that is made of two different types of thread?
Yeah.
Then you don't follow the Bible. Do you eat shellfish? Have you ever had any shellfish?
Different.
Dave?
Yeah. You wanted to talk about? I know what you're getting at. I know what you're getting at. You're going to get at how different verses go against each other, and how
the Bible contradicts itself everywhere.
Yeah, how different verses contradict each other. I understand that. Yeah.
If God was perfect, why did He make such an infallible book? Such a book with so many.
And if God's all-powerful, why didn't he get those problems in the Bible changed? Why didn't he get those fixed?
If God is so powerful, why does he need a book?
I think God's all-powerful, but the people were stupid when they wrote the book.
Well, why does God need a book?
If God's all-powerful, why didn't he get someone that wasn't stupid, dude?
So you follow a book written by stupid people? Dave, feel free to call back. We're gonna let you go for now. Call back in. We're gonna see if anybody else on the wall would like to chime in on this conversation. So grab your phone, folks. Dave, thanks for calling. Don't be mean on the wall, and nobody will kick you off. Okay, brother?
All right,
man.
Bye.
So all right. Reason bless you. So, Mom, you still there?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I think I lost Mom somehow.
Did you hang up on Mom and kept Dave?
Yeah, no, I know. Dave's gone, too.
Oh.
Dave's not here. That's really funny.
Wait, I'm still here.
Yeah, let's get someone else to call in, though. That's what I want.
All right, I'm posting the number again. You guys, that was hard. It was hard.
It's not hard. I feel like we probably should have people like that on the show a little more often. That's what I think.
No, it's hard for me because it gives me a headache. It makes me want to like just. It's hard to hear him first of all, and if you don't have a cohesive way of speaking, just you know, don't have your thoughts already.
It's so common. Every time we find ourselves in arguments with folks.
How you
do? Mom's voicemail. Good God. Oftentimes I find myself in discussions with people like that on the wall, and they're littered with typos and bad grammar and just general overall overarching ignorance. And you know, talking to Dave on the wall is like that. Half of what he types is indecipherable, and then you have to ask him to clarify. It's so frustrating talking to folks like that, and I don't think it's an accident. I think that people who aren't well schooled are more susceptible to this bullshit.
Well,
that's what I think.
He writes on the who the heck was that?
That was me on Mom's voicemail. I made Mom's voicemail.
Somebody call in, damn you. Fans on the wall. There's all of these people on the wall. You need to call right now.
They might be claiming they're calling because last time we had a call-in show, people could not get through. It was the damnedest thing.
Okay, what's the Skype? ND Radio.
ND Radio. The phone number is 323-284-5532. I cut poor Dave loose so that we could get other people to call in.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And did you find Mom?
Nah, I'm calling her. We'll get her back.
See, this is radio. This is perfection. This is everything here. You guys, are you calling in or what? You could be calling in, and we could be completely ignoring you.
Exactly.
I think we should take a station identification break.
What time is it? Oh hell, we've
yeah,
gone way
exactly.
Over. What the hell's the matter with me? All right, let's do that. Good God.
You know, we've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clip that we play from the Vile Comedy album, Chaos Radio. So we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Go to gumroad.com/Emery Emery. That's G-U-M as in Mary, ROAD.com/Emery Emery, and get a piece of comedy that should never have been made, let alone sold to living human beings.
And now, back to art. And atheist nonsense, you can believe him. We're talking with my mom, Darlene Helton. Mom, thanks for being here, by the way.
Thank you.
We got you back.
Yeah, she's back on.
Yes.
So,
the people are asking on the wall if there's another way to get in besides Skyping, so you need to read them the phone number again.
The phone number is 323-284-5532. 323-284-5532. I believe that J.R. Swam is giving him the number on the wall.
I'm doing it too.
Yeah. Okay. So, Mom, let's get to the morality thing. You know, Dave was touching on some of this already, actually. And on the wall this afternoon or this evening, when Dave was on the wall, he was talking about Job. Heather, what were you going to say?
I was going to say the people on the wall are saying it's a busy signal on their end.
Unfriggin' believable.
Can you try, like, you know, doing something with the Skype there that's different than what you're doing right now?
No.
This is what happened last time.
I know, and
this
I tested the shit out of this. I tested the hell out of this.
Well, if they're all calling at one time, then they're going to get a busy signal. So, you know how you have to keep calling, and then it'll give you an open line?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Well, here's another thing we'll do. After we hit on this point, Mom, you and I we'll disconnect Mom. We'll let some other callers come through. That's what we'll do. That's how we'll handle this.
Okay.
Which was kind of my plan anyway. So.
Okay. Can I say a couple things real quickly?
Yes, of course, Mom.
Children learn by what they see. They learn by example. They do not learn by what we tell them. They do not learn by, well, if you, you know, like most of America reads the Bible a little bit, enough to say, this is the way we should live. These are the morals that we should have. But they don't read anything that's contradictory to what their minister or their religion has already told them to believe. Consequently, we have a flawed system of morals in here. For instance, in Exodus 21, there's all these rules that you not only can have slaves, but you can beat them with a rod. You can smite them with a rod. But you cannot hurt their teeth or their eyes. That's against the rules. If a woman is raped, the man must marry her. What the hell, where the hell was her choice there? Yeah. She's just been raped, and she gets to marry this guy because he says so. So we've got some really, really bad rules.
Of course,
in
Mom.
Matthew, it tells us that Jesus did not come all loving and kind. He said, nay, I tell you, I did not come in peace, but I came with a sword to set families, one against another, the father against the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, so on and so forth. This is not a book that's being taught in religions. It's being taught that Jesus is the way to be set free. Well, he's not. He tells you that if you even think a sin, you've sinned. And then, so you're sinful, and the only way to be out of that sin is for him to forgive you. Bullshit. You have to forgive yourself when you make a mistake. And then get on with your life. The guilt and bullshit that comes from religion is deadly. It kills people. I believe it causes cancer. I think it causes diseases. We've all got to stop this.
Well, you know, what you're missing there is you're missing the fact that, you know, people, those of us who follow the Lord's way, Jesus Christ, that is, the, you know, we don't...
That's a horrible accent.
We don't... Shut up!
It's terrible.
God damn it.
What did she say?
She's picking on me. All right, let's do another break. I can't believe we waited so long for that last break. I'm sorry about that. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store. All right, here we go. You ready?
Good news, everyone.
We've launched our new premium service. We're doing the show for 90 minutes, and just as it's always been, you'll be able to listen to the live show and or download the first hour free from iTunes. The premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute show. It's only $7 for 6 months, or $10 for a year. We also have a third option, and that's the pay if you want button, pay more if you want button. And what we have was I got a couple of emails from people saying we want to give you more than $10. It's in case somebody else wants it and can't afford it. And I said, all right, well, let's put up a pay more if you want button. And we've had some very, very, very nice people give us much more. We've had a few people give us as much as $50, which is really sweet. And as a result, we've been giving it away to people that we know can't afford it. So if you want to give us more money, we'll be giving away some subscriptions to the needy. That's what I'm saying. So be generous, support the show if you can afford it. If you want to keep Ardent Atheist going, please subscribe. Go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe. And now, back to Ardent Atheist nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with my mom, Darlene Helton, and we're attempting to take calls as best we can. In fact, I think I'm going to try and put someone in. That's what we're going to do. We're going to call people from the wall. So
send Heather on Facebook your phone number if you want to talk on the air.
Oh yeah, nice.
That's Matt, what I'm doing.
Matt Robinson, I think, is in the call now. Matt, how are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually at a fireworks stand, getting ready to get some fireworks. I got my wife and little girl in the car waiting for me, but I figured you guys were having Skype troubles. I wanted to make sure it worked.
It's working. It's working.
It's working. You got it.
I don't know why people get such busy signals, because I tested it on my phone, and we can take multiple calls. I do not understand it. All I can say is Skype sucks cock.
Not good cock.
Yeah. Yeah, not good cock at all. Have you tried using Hangouts for the...
Nah, we're going to move toward that eventually. We're going to do some of that kind of stuff.
I want to do that sooner than later, but we have to set it up and do a run-through with it
right
before we can actually go with it.
So, Matt, what's on your mind, if anything?
That guy. Like, it surprises me that he could type. Like, there was nothing there. It was just so vapid. I just kind of read the Bible. And, like, wait. I thought something, like, some kind of a coherent, rational idea as to why you think the crazy shit that you do?
Well, at the end of the day, And one of the things I want to talk about today, Heather, make sure you make a note of this, please.
Okay.
Ridicule. The right and wrong ways to ridicule. I think it's important to make a I want to do a whole show on ridicule eventually. But, you know, Matt, I know that you're probably on the wall talking with people once in a while, or you're talking to people in various groups where religious folks talk. Don't you find that to be kind of systemic? Don't you find that to be constant? Talking to people?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And it's something that I'm always kind of railing on. It's like, if you're going to jump into a discussion with people who obviously do this a lot, Heather and I hang out on Google Plus Hangouts with, you know, people like Tim and Gawain and these people that know what they're talking about. They've heard the arguments before. They know what the teleological argument sounds like, and they know how to knock it down in 300 words or less. If you're going to jump in with us after hearing us for hours, you might want to have some idea of how to debate these basic fundamental arguments that get made all the time.
Well, that's the problem. The problem is not that they're coming in ready to discuss, debate, or actually really support their position. They're coming in because they think they're backed by God. That's Dave's problem. Dave thinks that he is a vessel and that God is working through him. And if that's true, God's retarded, okay? God is a stuttering, stammering box of bullshit. No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be nice anymore to people that are just completely adrift from reality. It just makes me nuts. It's why I'm doing this goddamn show.
People are adrift from reality who have been raised as children in religion.
Matt, you in there still?
Sorry. I'm getting my fireworks,
That's all right. Well, Matt, thanks for calling. I'm going to cut you out and see if somebody else can get through. Do you have anything to say before we hang up?
No, I just appreciate what you guys do. Keep doing it. And other people call in, have more to talk about than I did.
All right, Matt.
Thank you.
Thanks. See you later, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
Something that I was looking at, Emery, this week in the way the brain works.
Yeah.
When children have been taught religion, they're taught not to question. They're taught to believe without evidence. When you're taught early on to believe in things without evidence, that sets a pattern for the brain.
Right.
And it may be called linear thinking or something. I've forgotten now. I can't find my notes. I'm looking. But it sets the pattern for you, the way you think. So you end up sounding pretty stupid, thinking pretty stupidly, because you're taught to accept things without evidence.
Or you sometimes will not say anything because you are afraid to talk around people who know seemingly more or seem like they know what they're talking about. I mean, that was the way I was brought up, just not to say, you know, believe your beliefs and just keep it to yourself. And
How many times have you heard, don't discuss politics or religion?
Yes.
Right.
I mean, it's in my generation, do not discuss politics or religion. Well, of course that's a saying. Of course people are saying that.
Sounds like Mom got cut off.
No, we didn't cut off Mom. We're adding someone to the call. Hey, how are you?
But you did cut off Mom.
Is this Adrian?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, Adrian. We lost Mom there, but that's okay.
How does this work? You're talking on the radio at me.
Turn down if you have it on.
Yeah, Adrian, and this is for all the listeners. When we put you in the call, when you know we're getting to you, make sure that you turn down your radio and then go live with us.
Okay.
So, Adrian, how are you? It sounds like you were pretty upset by Dave's muddled rant.
Oh, they're all very upsetting. You hit the nail on the head with God on their side. They can do no wrong. That pretty much sums up right there. They're talking out their ass, but they have an excuse.
Right. We're talking to Adrian, who is, I think, all the way in Canada. Is that right, Adrian?
Yeah, Vancouver.
Right.
Wow.
And for some reason, his side of the call is cutting out a little bit. So what you were saying is I hit the nail on the head when I said that he has God on his side?
Yeah.
And Adrian, did you see what Digital Dave wrote on the... Did you see what Digital Dave wrote on the wall?
Oh, he's drinking.
Oh, really? He called in drinking?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Does the Bible, what's the Bible say about drinking? We'll ask Mom. She reads the damn thing a lot.
Guessed.
Well,
Well, it takes all kinds, doesn't it?
I just don't understand that. I mean, the holier-than-thou attitude from that cat. And he was arguing that he believes in God. On the wall, he made the argument that he believes in God because he saw his brother killed on a highway. But he was not killed. And there was someone there to resuscitate him and save his life, a cousin, he said. And that was one of his examples of why he believes in God. And he said he shouldn't be alive, which I don't know. I don't know if I agree with
that. Well, that I agree with.
Be careful. We're making jokes here. Cut it out. But, no, honestly.
There's a saying, some people are too stupid to live. I think it fits here.
I don't know, man. The stupid seem to thrive really well. That's one of the problems, actually.
Sir, they're bad. It is Ardent Atheist. We could do that here.
You can say what you want. Yeah, well, I thank you for adding. Do you want to add anything else before we try and pull someone else into the show?
Nothing comes to mind. I'm just going with the flow here.
I hear you, man.
Thanks so much for calling
us. I'm sure the board is lit up.
Yeah. People are screaming by telephone.
Yeah, right.
Give her bullets, man. On to the next one. It's good to hear from you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Adrian Hake on the phone there. That was cool. Yeah, the trick, I think, is just to call folks from the wall. That's the trick.
Yeah.
Because that's who's listening. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Skype is just crap. It's just awful.
It's scrap.
It's scrap. So, yeah, here we are. We're calling. Let's see who we're calling. Hi, you're on the air.
Carcinogen.
Oh, yeah. We're calling Carson Ogen.
Carcinogen.
Can you hear me, Carson? It looks like he's answered, but I'm not hearing him.
Stupid, stinky Skype.
It's just awful.
I hate this fucking
it's
thing.
So fucking awful.
There's got to be a better way. The hell.
I don't get it.
Try someone else. Carson, you're out. You lose.
Yeah.
Maybe try him again. We love you.
What are they saying on the wall? Did anybody say anything on the wall?
Oh, here's a ring. They're just babbling.
Fuck you, wall.
There we go.
Carcinogen.
Hey, how are you guys?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Before I forget, Heather, good luck at TAM.
Thank you.
I'm furious that I'm not going this year, but good luck.
Thank you so much, and I'm sad you're not going to.
Carson.
Let me see. You know, I also wanted to say, I know your mom's not on the phone right now, but you, that whole relationship that you guys have shared over the podcast has sort of inspired me to confront my mother, and she has read Richard Dawkins' The Greatest Show on Earth, and the discussion is afoot. So I wanted to thank you guys because you sort of inspired me. I sort of felt that maybe my mom was just too old to really confront her. And that's groovy. Wanted to thank.
Well, good luck with that. I think I'm unique. I think I'm really fortunate to have a mom who's gifted with the ability to think critically and has an open mind. It took her a lot of years.
Yes, you are. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, do you feel now that you have a more richer experience with your mother, have almost
absolutely
maybe reconnected?
Yeah, no question. Well, my mom and I had a really, really rocky childhood. My mom was really, really messed up. There was some abuse there. There was some mental illness there. There was some dysfunction there. And so my mom really, really, I had estranged from her. We'd estranged. And we reconnected. Religion really wasn't argued by my mom. She definitely was worried. We've done shows about this. But she was definitely worried that she was going to be going to heaven and I was going to be going to hell. And she couldn't reconcile how heaven could be heaven when both myself and probably her daughter as well would be in hell. It was really bothering her. And when she went and talked to some people about this to find out whether or not there was some explanation that made sense, she found there wasn't one. What they offered, what she tended to run into religiously was people argued that she would go to heaven and God wipes away all tears.
I hate that argument.
Yeah. That was their argument. That's what they were saying.
Like, how do you know?
The Bible apparently says that.
Ugh.
So they found this way out, this loophole, this way which I don't understand. I just don't understand that. And also, this is the same problem I have, for example, with Job. I just don't know why anybody thinks that Job is a good story. It's an awful, awful story.
Yes, indeed, it is. So you're still there?
Yep.
Yeah, we're here.
There we go. Yeah, you know, that was maybe the harsher of the word exchange with the mother today was that, you know, I was trying to get at what is the lesson here. Because if you don't have a lesson, then it's my turn. I would like to give you a lesson. I would like to teach you something that I have learned over the years.
Right.
You know.
Did you have any luck? I didn't realize that you had this.
That's sort of the point we're at now.
You had this conversation today?
Today, right before, pretty much right before your show.
Wow.
Which it slipped my mind, but thanks to modern technology, I was reminded I was SMS.
Well, I must tell you, man, if you're going to endeavor to get your mom to open her eyes to reality, it's a long ride.
I'll tell her to listen to this show.
No! No!
Why?
This is not where you start. This is where you land.
I'm ashamed of you.
This is where you arrive once you've done the work.
Adam Carolla's show.
There you go. There you go.
I think that would serve more of a better bridge.
Yeah, Adam Carolla's not making baby rape jokes.
He's not.
Sadly, no.
I'm not listening to him.
Well, you know,
she also got the news today that I was molested in the Catholic Church. So
she never knew that, you know, eh?
Yes, I was.
No, she never knew it?
No, she never knew.
Oh,
wow.
I love my mother dearly. I don't want to hurt her or anything like that, you know, but it's just one of those things that as much as you love someone, there's a strange thing where you're drifting further apart, but you love them so much. And under the influence of your relationship with your mother and whatnot, that was really inspirational to sort of say, you know, I think my mom can do that. And
right.
I really do. I think she has that capacity. She's an amazing, smart woman. And, you know, I just think she needs the information, and I think she needs the information repeated a lot. I assume that because that's how I learn anything. I just need the same information over and over and over again.
Well, there's two things that you're going to have to do. You're going to have to do what you're saying. You're going to have to keep talking to her and repeating things. You're also going to have to make her understand that atheism is not filled with vile, nasty, awful people. That's what she needs to learn as well.
And patience. You have to have tons and tons of patience.
Carson, thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Hey, thank you, guys. Keep it going.
Oh, we will.
Keep us updated, I beg you.
Yeah.
Will do.
All right, man. And we'll talk more about other stuff that you're working with, because I know you do other stuff in the atheist community. But that was he goes by Carcinogen. He has another name, but I'm not sure he wants to share it right now. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store. And now, a special announcement.
Our live listener list has grown a bit unwieldy, but we have figured out a way to read everyone's name without taking up the entire show. So here goes. This is
Justin
a big
Longridge.
Super shout out to a few of our listeners. Ready?
Justin
Dean Jones,
Longridge,
Russell Christian,
Hogan,
Eric Knight,
my
Jim
mom,
Krenz,
Darlene,
Jennifer Jones,
to Brian Henry,
Andrew
Justin
Posner,
Sedgren,
Mike
Dan
Alexander,
Krenz,
Herbert
Sue
Reagan,
Larson,
Aaron
Amanda
Hoover,
McAlpin,
Dave Hall,
Matt
Ricky
Robinson,
Watson, B.J. Kraber,
Brian Henry,
Simon Mavis, Karen Evans,
Vincent Vega,
Rockbuna, Litzlin, Brandon
Whitaker,
Rocket,
Don
Randy
Vinitale.
Thomas, and Chris Elzinga. These were the people that were jetting on the wall of reason last week. We wouldn't have a great show without you. So when this show sucks, you're to blame too. Thanks.
And now back to Ardent Atheist nonsense. You can believe him. We're talking with my mom, Darlene Helton. If we decide to get her back on the phone, it's up to us. I may not do it. I could call her back if I want, but
I love your mom.
Yeah, mom's really awesome. I didn't tell you this. Her legs started to heal, by the way.
It did?
It wasn't
healing. Was it Jesus?
It was not Jesus. It was just paying attention to getting the right things in her body. So she's starting to heal. Not a penis? God damn it. Andrew Posner, I think. Posner or Posner? Which is it?
Posner.
It's Posner.
I've been called both. I've been called Posner, Posner, penis, Poner.
So, it's Andrew Penisner. All right. Yeah. Thanks for letting us call you in.
No problem.
What would you like to add to the show?
It was really tough on my part to let you call me.
that sucks.
I wanted to thank you because I sort of developed my own atheism before, or lost my Judaism on my own, but you guys played a huge part in reinforcing and sort of connecting me to other people in the community, giving me a place to talk about things, even though I took like a few months break from listening to the show because of the schedule conflict. So I just wanted to thank you. And the other reason that I thank you is because I enjoy hearing my own voice on the internet more than it should be.
Well, thank you very much. It's we get emails all the time. In fact, before the show's out tonight, mm-hmm. I'm going to read an email that I got a couple days ago. He gave me permission to read it on the air. And I want to be really clear about what we do. We are not trying to convert non-believers. You know, that is something that happens between a son and his mom. We are trying to give voice and community to people who are like us, people who know that this is harmful stuff, people who know that it's bullshit, and people who simply want it to stop. That's all we're doing. It's a community that we're trying to build, and we're trying to entertain those who understand this, and that's it. A lot of people, we've had people on the show before who say, what do? You jump up and down with joy when you get someone to abandon their belief system in this horrible negative tone? And
I do.
I don't try to get people to abandon their belief system. What I try to do is I try to have reasonable discourse as often as possible with people who hold harmful ideas. That's all I'm doing. If you, through that, I'm hoping, find your way out of this awful, awful darkness that is your belief system of Christianity, Muslim, I don't care which one it is. If you find your way out of that, great. If not, just stay the fuck out of my politics, out of my bedroom, and out of my girlfriend's wombs.
Out of my vagina.
I hear you.
So you can get in her vagina, but you got to ask nice.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I have sort of a, I know it's late in the show, but I have an a topic for discussion and maybe you could bring up on another show. I spent a lot of time really actively debating on the internet with, you know, Christians, apologetics and theologians that didn't actually know anything.
Right.
And eventually I just said, screw this shit. I've had enough of it. I want to pick a baby. This is enough. I'm done. Because it was like digital Dave times five every day. And right. Since then, I haven't really taken part in any huge discussions other than on the Wall of Reason. I was wondering what kind of keeps you guys going and motivates you to discuss with people who just you can't talk to.
Well, look, rationally. Pass it right to Heather. She spends a lot of time doing this.
For me, it's the silent listeners. You know, it's those people who are maybe watching us have this discussion and making their own decision. You know, it's not for necessarily the person who I'm chatting with. It's all those people who are being quiet and watching. Those are the ones that are the most important. They may not speak out, but they, you know, people come to me and just keep saying, thank you so much for that argument you had. It made me think. And those are the people I'm doing it for. After I realized that they were there, I said, I'm never going to stop this.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's a lot of people don't get that. That's exactly what we're doing. We're talking so that people who aren't talking can listen to the arguments, to the discussions, to the points of view. And for every person in a discussion of 500 comments long, there's a potential, an unlimited potential of people who might just be reading it and understanding it. You know what I mean?
Or just, you know, been lied to their entire life, a person like me, about, you know, religion and about God. And then finally going, what? I can't believe that I never thought of this before. And then they have a whole new outlook on life that's, you know, better informed and more moral than they might have been before with God. So it's just, I reach out to the people who are the silent people who can't, maybe can't say it out loud right now because of wherever they live or maybe their family or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Motivates me.
Well, I'm going to get my ass off the air because I don't want to take up any more time. But thank you for doing what you're doing. And take it from me firsthand. You are making a difference, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. That means so much to us.
Thank you, Andrew. Oh, that was cool.
Do we have time for one more? I know we only have like a few minutes.
We barely do. You know what I would like to do, I think, is I'd like to probably put Mom back in the call if I can figure out how to do that.
We had Justin Longrich who wanted to call us, and he's like, "I'm calling, and I just keep getting a busy signal." So.
Okay, let's keep his number, and what I'll do is I'll put Justin Longrich back in the show, and we'll put him in the last 30. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to continue to take calls from the wall. So if you'd like to talk, let us know. We'll call you up, but.
Private message me your phone number on Facebook if you want to call and be in the last 30 minutes of the extra content.
That's right. So we can continue the conversation from there if you'd like. Because
this ain't over.
Not by a long shot.
It ain't over, bitches. Yeah.
So I do want to wrap the show up. I know it's time to wrap the show up. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about, we'll talk about this in the last 30 as well, the God particle. It really drives me fucking batshit when I hear scientists make an awful, awful mistake, like calling the God particle the God particle. That pisses me off. So I want to make sure we talk about that in the last half of the show. If you're on the wall and you have a thought on that, make sure you you remember that we're talking about that. Mom is with us.
Mom?
Mom?
Where are you, Mom?
I'm telling you, I had her seconds ago.
She's gone. Stupid, stinky Skype.
Yeah, it's so awful. I'll call her back. Awful. I'll call her back. We'll put her in the call as we say goodbye to the free part of the show. But that's it. I want to talk about the God particle. We really didn't get a lot covered on morality. It's amazing how fast the show goes.
Mom's rant was all we needed.
Yeah, well, she does speak well, doesn't she?
She be speaking good.
Mom be speaking the shit.
Out of that shit.
But so we're going to do that in the last 30 of the show. We're going to God particle, and then we'll wrap up with that. But also, phone calls. If you want to talk, get on the wall of reason with your phone number. We will call you into the show, and that's how we'll do it.
Yeah, private message me. Don't just put your phone number on there. There's crazy people on there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Keep your name and number, and I'll call you back.
Mommy, we're trying to call you back.
Yeah, that's,
hang up the phone.
I don't know why Mom's not answering her phone. You know what? I just think we should just wrap up this part of the show.
We tried again.
That's it.
That's it.
All right. Well, that's it for episode 73. That's what this is. Is this really 73? If you'd like to hear the full 90-minute show, please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe for a measly $10 per year. I want to thank my co-host Heather Henderson and Dissident Radio. I also want to thank our guests who called in or that we called. I want to thank my mom for being on the show. Like I said, that's it for the free hour. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers later tonight. This has been Free Version of Episode 73. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson. Our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph, not Stalin, Swam. And our digital publicist, Cameron, not Kirk, Winters.
Not, get it, Kirk? Cameron,
yeah,
Kirk,
I get it.
All right. Some characters mentioned on this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, is purely wishful thinking. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist on Dissident Radio. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection. I think that went really well.
That's all I got.
It wasn't bad. Stop it.
New Dissident Radio. On the interweb.